Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely January day, almost the end of January, the 29th. And it's a beautiful day down here on the coast of Texas. I hope that it's a beautiful day wherever you are, or at least a beautiful day in your heart. And we come with reverence and hope and joy and love and community and a spirit of interaction to share our lives and to ask for blessings upon our lives. I especially want to welcome our new Christ blessing givers who gave you their first blessing last Sunday. And I really miss you. I wish you were here. I just, that was just a fantastic experience, and so look forward to being with you again the next time we can manage to get all of the coordinates together and the people together, and we're going to just keep doing and doing and doing it until we have this whole complete planet covered with blessing givers. So I don't see anyone. Scott, I see that your line has been highlighted, so I just opened your line.
Hey, Glenda.
Yeah. And I want to thank you so much for everything you did last week. It was just great.
Oh, my pleasure. We had a nice dinner. We had a supper afterwards on Sunday, about 14 of us together, and Susan McPherson.
Wow.
Gathered up everybody's email, so we've got a big email exchange going.
Good, good.
And I think we'll hopefully start up another community conference call where we can chat for about a half hour and do a blessing.
Awesome.
So I'm just asking everybody to put in a favorite time. It might just end up Wednesday again. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. Once all of you have decided, then you're going to do your next blessing. I'll tell our community so they can be in a comfortable chair and receive what you're giving. Okay? So that's the way we give it back to the world. I see that Eva's on the call. Hi, Eva. Scott, was there anything else you wanted to say?
Oh, no, I guess that's it. Thanks so much. I had a great time.
Okay. Great. Okay. Eva, you're on.
Hi, this is Eva, and I would like to ask a blessing for, I'm a music minister at the UMC Church in Mount Holly in New Jersey, and in the last year and a half, we have had, they started this program where they brought in seminarians to help to pastor some churches which are struggling with finances and small numbers. And these young guys have really brought some new life into our church there. And it has given me much more hope and inspiration for continuing in Christianity, which for some time was a little bit discouraging. But the Methodists have this system where they move pastors around a lot. And, of course, these guys will be graduating this spring, and so come July, the one will definitely be leaving because he's going to become a Presbyterian minister. The other one will become a Methodist minister, so there may be a slight possibility that they would let him stay with us, which would make us very happy, but we, of course, are not in control of that, and I would like to ask a blessing that this would be directed by, you know, by Yeshua, and that the right thing would happen for us that would continue to expand our congregation, because they have done a great job, and especially because most of these are older people in the congregation, and they just fit in so wonderfully with the with all of us who could be their grandparents.
Oh, that's great.
So it was really neat, and yet they brought new life to the older group. Because they had so much energy, and so we've had a good time with them, and we will certainly miss them if they leave, or when hopefully, you know, maybe one of them will be able to stay. So.
Oh, whatever, I hope so.
Whatever is best for us is what I would like to have, and what I'm asking for.
Okay, that's a great request. I honor that and will include it in our blessings today. If there's anyone else who has a request or wants to make an expression of gratitude for blessings, or just make an inquiry. We are here for you. It's your community. And we welcome your input. So if not, then I will move on to a few things that I wanted to bring to the community, to the platform today. Things that I think are really important for us to be aware of and be mindful of. And I'll hold that thought, though, because I see we've got two community members who are ready to speak. So, and there's plenty of time for me to still talk. Hi, Mary, you're on. Mary? You may have to unmute your phone. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. First of all, I love you all so much, and I'm so grateful for our new blessing givers. And you really do give me just hope and joy for our world. I know that this means so much for all of us gathered together on this planet right now. I do have a blessing request, and I sometimes struggle with even asking for this because I respect and love this community so much, and I never want this to be a political forum, but mm-hmm. I realize deeply within myself my politics and my spirituality are so intertwined. There's no way for me to separate my spiritual truth from my political views, and I'm finding myself in a place of deep struggle right now, and I know that many of us are, and so I just want to pray for unity and guidance and blessing for our country and our planet to rise above all of the apparent turmoil and division and find a way to hold hands together in honor of love and our embrace of one another and our embrace of our diversity and our embrace of our goodness. And I pray for that within myself because I realize I have a lot of work to do inside of me. It's not just what's happening outside of me, it's what's happening inside of me. So mm-hmm. I just pray to all of you to help me because I realize I'm everything that happens inside of me happens outside in my world. And so I want to heal myself enough to help heal the division of this world. So I thank you, Glenda. I thank all of you blessing givers, and I thank God for this call. So please pray for me, and I will pray for you.
Okay. Well, you are just right on target to what I was going to talk about today, Mary.
Okay.
As always, you and I are in very great harmony.
Help me, Glenda. Help me. Okay.
Yeshua and I have a plan for helping everybody.
Okay.
So I'm going to move on. I see there's Laurie Kraniak, Laurie, you're new to me. We've heard from Rick many times.
Yeah,
so
this is
welcome.
Cell phone. I'm united with her in ways I don't even understand. But what I want to do is a real simple one today. I had the experience of being in near a couple of refugee camps, and I think a lot of people don't realize the refugee population is nearing 1% of the population on Earth. It's near an unacceptable number, and most people stay there for a generation. So, you know, you think of, you know, war and turmoil, and then they go back, but the reality is, you know, once you're there, you're usually stuck for 25, 30 years. So I'd like to.
Oh my God!
You know,
where were you, Rick? Which one were you in?
I was in Rwanda and in the Congo.
Okay.
And so I just like, they seem to be forgotten. So I just like, you know, to ask for blessing for them, so much in need.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, that touches my heart deeply. It truly does.
Thank you.
And we have to do better. We have to do better for each other, and that's a fact. We do. And we have to have a higher, better way of thinking about our future and loving how we love one another. You know, it's so easy just to fall into our prayers and our meditations and feel love, but then we just get back on the track of doing the same old things we've done before. And it's kind of like the way I used to feel as a child going to church. I would feel next door to heaven while we were in the sanctuary, singing the beautiful songs, hearing the prayers, and feeling the deep spiritual commitment of all the people that were there. Then we walked out the door, we went to Sunday dinner, and then maybe to a ball game. You know, we've got to take our spirituality and the love we have in our heart and put it into material form. And that's the only way we will heal this world. Love will heal the world, but it's not enough to keep it locked up in our hearts. You know, we've got to get it out there where it can do some good. So thank you. And we will definitely include them in our blessing and our prayers today. And I think that's, well, so far I think that's everybody who wanted to speak, except for me. And I have something very important I want to say. Rick, would you mind muting your phone? I've left the board, and everybody else is muted except for you. Okay. I've been receiving calls, emails, text messages, comments on Facebook, you know, about the turmoil and the loss of faith that so many people are having in this country. And this is going back to Mary's request for help with finding peace inside this conflict, inside this turmoil. And the first thing I want to say, just as a preface to what I really want to say, but the first thing I want to say is a quote from Yeshua that's in the scripture. He said, "Give unto God the things that belong to God, and to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar." And that was his way of saying that we will never find the answers in any government. It doesn't matter what government it is. And at the time Yeshua lived, despite its brutality, Rome was probably the best government that had ever existed so far on the earth. They tended to try to make peace with the nations they conquered, even though they were a conquering, outreaching empire. They did at least try to make peace, to work with the nations that they assimilated into their empire. And since then, there have been worse and better, and much worse, and then a lot better, but none perfect. And the reason is very simple. The reason is simple. The duty of any government is to manage at the horizon line of worldly needs, worldly organization, worldly management, worldly distribution. And that's the exact level where everyone is always in some degree of competition. Maybe it's healthy competition. Hopefully it is. Hopefully it's good, productive,
competition that inspires creativity. But of course, as we know, it isn't always. Sometimes it's contradiction. Sometimes it's brutal. Sometimes it's just exploitative. We see all kinds of human flaws and negative conduct at the horizon line. And I want to compare this. I want to compare this to looking upwards into a tree. Just imagine yourself standing beneath a tree, and you see within the tree, within the dark canopies of the tree, the lower canopies, how limbs are going in every direction, pushing into each other, competing for some little space, and one limb and leaves crowding another out. But as the limbs go upward, you find that they start thinning out and they start running parallel. They're reaching for the light. And they're reaching in such a way that they're opening up for each other. This is what Yeshua was pointing to when he said, "Render unto God that which belongs to God, and to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar." This doesn't mean we shouldn't have as good a government as possible. But we're not going to find the perfection we want in life there. We're just not going to. And partly because, let's just look at this. Let's take up the subject of balance. Balance sounds like a nice thing, doesn't it? It sounds like, well, if we could just all stay in balance. But for all the points of balance, there's a fulcrum. Just like a seesaw, there's a point around which balance occurs. And there'll be down, and then up, and then down, and up. And the fact is, it's never exactly equal. Never. It's always either going up or down on one side or the other. If there's a right, there's a left. If there's a left, there's a right. If there's a north, there's a south. This is the nature of all polarity. Everything that's polarized, everything that is polarized will experience losses and victories, wins and loses. It's the way life goes when it's polarized. Yeshua came to this earth to teach us a way to end polarity. And the way to end it is by looking up. Simply look up. Look up within yourself. First of all, the answer has to be bigger than the problem. The answer is not ever contained within the problem. Even Albert Einstein said that about physics, about mathematics, about the universe. The answer is not inside the problem. And see, this is the mistake every government makes. They try to find the answer inside the problem. And it's not there. It's simply not there. And so we go back and forth. And we think the next one will be perfect or better. Or some folks think it will be. And other folks feel very disappointed. And then there's stress and there's conflict. And people don't want to change. Nobody wants to change. But let me tell you about change. Change can be healthy. Or it can be very depleting. Too much change with no positive result causes stress. The way we end stress is we look for ways to create changes that bring about results, positive results, that we can hold on to. It's a little bit like climbing a mountain. When you climb a mountain, you want to take a foothold and hold it. You don't want to climb too much too fast because you want to get,
You want to hold on to the side of the mountain, get your equilibrium, hold on to it, and look for the next step. Elevation of perspective creates durable success. We've all had temporary successes that failed, that fell short, or actually reversed. It's exhausting to have hopes and then make plans and efforts that don't count for anything. What causes stress and unhappiness is constant change without positive results. But you see, we can all make a difference, because this is where you live, where you work, where you love one another is where positive results can happen. We have to look above the level of conflict. We have to look at where we can, wherever it is, every day, that you can get a positive result. That's where your attention should go. Inside the world, we might ask, well, where is up? When I'm always, always hit for looking down. Sometimes we concede or we agree, and we think that will be the answer. But it's never gratifying just to agree, unless it's what you really want. Up is a place where we can find alignment and harmony that's mutual. That's then where hope and stress, well, hope begins to bloom and stress melts away. When you can find anything mutual that's up. And you don't have to agree about the whole picture. You can't solve the whole picture. I can't solve the whole picture. Yeshua came here 2,000 years ago. If he could have solved the whole picture by living, he wouldn't have died on the cross. The only reason he died on the cross was to give everybody a demonstration of what the real answer is, and that is up. He died in order to go up. You understand? Up is the way out. It's the way out. And it's really funny about my life. My first words in this world, actually my very first word in this life was up. And I don't know how old I was. I guess about the same time. I was less than a year old, maybe 6 months, 8 months. I don't remember the exact date. Mother wrote it down, but I don't remember. But it was the longest time before I ever said anything else. Up was enough. Mother thought it was all about me either saying I wanted to be picked up, or I was telling her to get up and take care of me, one or the other. And I guess it could have been any of that. But one day, I was crawling. One day, my mom and dad were in the kitchen arguing. And I crawled into the kitchen, and I sat up. I looked up at them, and to each one, I said, up. I said to my mother, up. And I said to my father, up. And they started laughing. And, of course, they picked me up. But the argument was over. That was my first spiritual, that was my first sermon. My first sermon was one word, and it was up. And it's very possible if Yeshua had one word to say, it would also be up. Because that's where our faith is directed. And when our hope is directed up, it brings faith. It brings results. It gets us where we want to be and need to be. So, I have created our new webinar. It's called The Way Up is the Way Out. And this webinar is going to be addressing
the many problems of the world, but also the fact that you are getting hooked on these problems because inside yourself, you're not looking up. The way up is the way out. So it's going to have four lessons. The first lesson is going to be called Reaching for the Light, learning how to reach for the light and the miracle that happens when we reach for the light, whether it's the light within ourselves or some enlightened point we can mutually agree upon with others. Lesson number two, elevation of perspective creates durable success. That relieves stress. It multiplies our factor of hope. Then in lesson number three, we're going to find where inside the world is up. How we can be walking on the pavement inside the worries of the world in any situation and look up. And the last lesson is actually a lesson I thought our first webinar was going to be about. But I realized we've got to deal with something far bigger before we can look at this. So I just made a chapter four of this webinar. It's called Destiny. What is it? Is destiny a timeline with a predetermined goal? That question could be about ourselves, it could be about our nation or the world. Or is destiny some potential within you that has matched a similar potential within the universe or within the world? So we're going to look at how free will and spontaneity can activate destiny far more powerfully than plotting a course with planning and belief. We do have a destiny, but it's not predetermined, and it's not a timeline. And I want to help you find it and get out of the dark side of destiny potential that things in the world may have struck a chord with recently. So that's going to be our webinar. And it's online now, waiting for enrollments. It's going to start February the 12th. And it will go from February the 12th through March the 5th. You can go online, find all the details. And I do want to encourage all of you who are regular seminar students who take just about everything and anything that I offer, I really, really do want to encourage you to sign up for our special, just to go ahead and get the special seminar package, because that will include all four webinars for the year for a $50 discount. Okay, so it'll save you $50. For the whole year. If you know you're going to do it anyway, do this. And then you're in, and you know you're in. And if we have a large enrollment in one of them, you know you'll never miss out. And you have it at the best advanced price possible. Plus extra benefits that come from staying connected with your fellow classmates for an entire year. We will have jam sessions that will connect and continue from one webinar to the next. So it's going to be a whole year of being connected with the people you have the most in common with. So I really, really do encourage you to do that. You'll find that in the webinar section of our store, our online store. And I just really, really want to emphasize that you know how to get out of the mud. You do. You know how to do it. But you have to look up. And don't settle for agreement. The world is clamoring right now for agreement, right and left. The right wants agreement. The left wants agreement. The mean-hearted people want agreement. The people who have hope, whether it's a false hope or good hope, they want agreement. The world is, and agreement is not going to get you there. agreement will hold you at the horizon line. And the horizon line is where all the contradictions are, despite the fact that they're trying to sell you an agreement. You'll never, ever get enough satisfaction from it. Yes, of course, we want agreement in our family, with the ones we hold the closest to us, our best friends, the people we have coffee with. We don't want to be arguing with the people we love most. Of course, we do want that there. But that's not where we're going to find our happiness in the world. We're going to find our happiness in the world by being able to create and move forward and move upward toward the light. And to find the light within ourselves, Yeshua said, you are the light of the world. And it's your duty as children of God to bring light to the world. Even though you may think the world has darkened, how much more does the world then need your light? Think of it that way. On a dark night, the stars shine brighter. Let your light shine. Create more light. Create more love. And let the darkness expose your brightness. Okay? Yeshua did this in a very dark world. And he changed the world. One person. And then 12 people. And then hundreds of people. And then thousands of people. They changed the world, my friends, by looking up. And by being a light in the world. So, I, with all my heart, I'm creating what I think will provide you with the best answer. We have some wonderful, wonderful other courses for this year in our, I'll tell you what they are. The next one after this is called Understanding. What is it really? We think we understand because maybe we've got a few facts. But what is understanding, really? Is it the same as reality? No, it's not. Is it the same as insight? No, it's not. Is it the same as compassion? No, it's not. Understanding is a very, very special state of consciousness. And knowing what it is can bring answers that data, simple information, will never give you, and agreement will certainly never give you. Then we have, as our next webinar, you see, they're following in logical form to get you through this year into a bright new future. The next one is called Revelations and Recovery. How do you get the revelations you need when you've worked on understanding as much as you can? The next thing you need are revelations. And we're also going to take a look at the book of Revelations because it's more relevant now than it ever has been in human history. And the title of this webinar is Revelations and Recovery. So we're going to take this in a very positive direction. And finally, the last one of the webinars for this year is finding the artist in you. Not everyone has fine art ability. This is not a course about music or writing poetry or making a painting or designing a building. But there's an artist in everyone. It's just that most people don't know that. I was the only fine artist in my family, but almost everybody had some artistic inclination, even though they were businessmen. Some were doctors, some ranchers. And my most vivid memories of their discussions about life were when they told stories about how when all plans and logic ended, they could only proceed with intuition and respect for harmonious developments and sequences. That's art. See, I learned to be an artist from many people who wouldn't consider themselves to be artistic at all. Yet they were my inspiration. It takes courage to create. It takes even more courage to proceed with instinctive intelligence to find harmonies that are not superficially obvious.
It takes surrender to a greater power to find answers that are not available to our logical minds. So, maybe in this webinar you will discover the artist in you from someone who gave her life in pursuit of art in all ways, in all levels of life. So that is our webinar program for this year, and it should be a great year for bringing you through the troubles in the world, starting with confronting them head on, which is the only way to be, and then looking above them, moving on to gaining a deeper and better understanding, then to seeking revelations, and finally to find it, the artist within you that can create a better world. So that's how we're proceeding at Spiritus for this year, and I hope that you will find it in your heart and in your guidance to join us and work with us, because you're not only a student. When you join our community, you're also a teacher. And one new, very important feature we are having with every webinar this year is a jam session midweek that I'm part of. It's not a jam session that's just open for you if you wish to be there, hoping somebody else will be there. I will be there with you. I'll start it off. I'll hear your questions and answers. Then you'll have time to be with one another. So we're going to have a much more interactive webinar and class than we've ever had before. And we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to have fun. We're going to be inspired. We're going to help one another. And we're just simply going to make this a better world, because that's where a better world happens, at the level where we live our daily lives, loving one another and loving God. And that is the answer. So now we will move into our blessing for today, keeping in mind the precious people who ask for blessings, and blessings to all of you, everyone on this call. I'd ask you just to be seated quietly with your attention falling into your heart, just to be in your heart and out of the world. Oh, please be in your heart and even out of your mind. Your mind can't give you blessings. At times, it can give you answers. At times, it can provide information that's worthwhile. It can help you figure out problems, but it's not going to give you a blessing. It will always take you down into the world. Always, because it was designed to do that. So here we are now. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. When I'm complete, I will ask that you begin your prayer for about 3 minutes, and I'll let you know when the blessing givers and I have conducted this gracious and sacred energy from the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and from the grace of God. Dear Yeshua, we thank you with all our heart for your love and your guidance, for your hope, your healing. Give us a higher and better perspective on life, that we truly may love one another, and that we may find a place in our life every day where we can just be at peace and be in love with God, feeling the grace and love of God for us. We thank you for all of your many, many gifts. We thank you for being with us now and bringing us this gift in this moment, that we may just simply surrender into the safety and the purity and the love of your heart, your life, receiving your light. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Amen. Now, go and rest. Be quiet. Be at peace. And allow the gifts of God to be assimilated, body, heart, and soul. I wish you a wonderful week, and I hope you come back next week for more blessings. Bye-bye for now.